Hey, this is Managing Editor Nadia Askar, and I'm at the InSinkErator headquarters opening with...
Chad Severson, President of InSinkErator.
All right. So, Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So, I am a longtime Emerson employee. Emerson is the parent company of InSinkErator. I'm celebrating 24 years. This will be the 24th year. About coming up on 3 years with InSinkErator in this role. About 15 of my last years with the company have been with various businesses that I've been the general manager for.
Okay. And tell me about the construction process for this new opening, from the idea to what it is today.
Yeah. So it's a great story, actually, and it's honestly very centered on the customer. So if you take back and go back in time 2 to 3 years ago, we had some issues with regard to just being able to keep up with customer demand. Our customers were looking for more product faster, and we were working a lot of overtime, and we just physically were landlocked in the position we were in our facility in 21st Street in Racine. And so this was an opportunity to take a kind of a clean sheet of paper and say, what would we like to do if we were looking at this kind of as a fresh set of eyes? And I'm very proud of the team, very proud of our management for supporting the investment, because it's a heavy investment. But basically what we've been allowed to do is clean out or clear out space in our manufacturing facility. In the middle of our manufacturing facility, for example, our quality labs, our quality offices, our engineering labs, even though they were dispersed in different areas, we're all in the middle of our manufacturing facility. And so with the building of this new headquarters that we're sitting in today, we were allowed to kind of clear that out and make space to add roughly, before it's all over, 40 to 50% more capacity to serve our customers. So that was kind of the vision. And what I can tell you along the way is it's been a very smooth process, and I think it has everything to do with the planning that went into this, the teamwork we had, the partners we chose. But it's been a very rewarding process to think about that from a clean sheet of paper, a drawing, an idea, to being sitting in this facility knowing that we're making the right move for our customers with regard to technology and laboratories and state-of-the-art equipment, and, oh, by the way, the original intent, making more of our disposers for our customers on 21st Street.
Okay. So do you guys work with local contractors, plumbing contractors? You bid out those projects?
We did. What I can tell you is we chose a local contractor to be our general, Riley Construction, and they sourced locally as well. And I wish I had the detail for you, but the plumbing contractor that we used was so proud of their work that they asked if they could use our facility when it was being constructed as a demonstration for their training and then some of the groups that they're involved with because of the work they've done. And if you haven't seen the lab, I encourage you to go there, because you can see the beauty that they've made, the curves of the pipes and the electrical supply to the boards of, let's say, our water test area. It looks like artwork. And frankly, that's what they were demonstrating. So some really great pride of work in local contracting right here in southeastern Wisconsin.
That's great. So how does this new headquarters take ISE to the next level?
Yeah, so two ways, really, I think. Maybe three, if I think about it more. First and foremost, the whole move was around, let's clear more room for the next generation of product for our customers. So far and away, that's the most important thing, being able to be very fast, very responsive to our customers with our disposers. The second is the fact that we have used this opportunity, instead of having laboratories, which were very much located in an opportunistic way, kind of a cubbyhole here, a room there, we've actually taken a step back and said, what could we do if we wanted to design a state-of-the-art? And that's what we have today. So for the first time ever at InSinkErator, we have our technicians all under one roof, all part of one organization, all sharing information and learning together. And I think that is going to pay a lot of dividends with regard to speed to market of our innovation, again, aimed at solving problems for a customer. The third way I think it might help is what I'm seeing already, and it is early days in this facility, but instead of someone needing to send an email to solve a customer problem because we physically were separated, it's now as simple as I step up, I walk to the next department, we collaborate because we're all in one roof. And so we're serving customers faster than we anticipated. So that's going to be a nice advantage as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive into our readers, contractors, engineers, distributors.
Yeah.
I walk into the building as a contractor. What can I expect to see, to get from you guys?
Yeah. So I think, from that perspective, and I think it's important to talk a little bit about history here, because I think this is what makes InSinkErator a bit unique. And that is, if you go back in time, maybe to, let's see, the 70s, there were 14 domestic manufacturers of food waste disposers. And I still find that hard to believe, but that was the case. One of the things that we did differently, it's not me or my staff, we can't take credit, but we are so thankful and stand on the shoulders of what was done, and that is our predecessors figured out pretty quickly the importance of the professional plumber in the process. And so rather than try to sell in an appliance store setting, which is what all of our 13 other competitors did, we were dedicated, and you'll see some of the photos that I can share with you. We were actually in cars calling on plumbers, and even to the point where we were calling on plumbers' homes, and there were plumbers' auxiliaries, which basically entailed talking to the spouse of the plumber, and back in those days, and saying, advocate for us because this is a time-saving, if you would, and they did. And that was a path that we struck a long time ago. And so I would say, more than maybe meets the eye, the tie we have to contractors and being trusted that when you put in an InSinkErator, the experience is going to be good for the consumer. There's not going to be a callback. I think that is really an interesting aspect to the relationships. And I can tell you today, whether it be PHCC or PMI, any of the trade organizations that involve contractors and professionals, we hold those relationships really dearly because we know that's what got us to where we were at. So, things like what I would hope some of our plumbers and contractors would see from us is soliciting their thoughts and opinions. We have a rotating panel of plumbers that we like to bounce ideas off of. And there's no substitute for those that are in the field to give us that direct feedback. And so that would be an example of a way that we would engage going forward.
Great. So what other investments does IC plan for the next few years?
So I think, you heard our chairman.
Yeah.
So he's pretty intent on us following through on our commitment, which is if we make these investments, we need to be able to back that up with the volume that we committed to. So first and foremost, I would say it's following through on that, and we are. The process is it's kind of an interesting one from the standpoint of you don't snap your fingers and get an incremental 50% capacity. What it comes in is kind of tranches of assembly lines, and so our first assembly line is arriving in December, and then we're going to be lining up four or five more, depending on demand, right after that. Okay. So that will be occupying our operations teams pretty heavily. The same time that's going on, we're thinking seriously about the next generation of disposer, and a lot of good thought has already gone into that. It's time to take those thoughts and start putting those into practice, and so we're working on the next generation. And those are kind of the big picture projects that we're working on, but I can tell you on a nearly a daily basis, we're solving a customer problem. We're trying to optimize some of the existing technology we have for maybe a unique application in another part of the world, and that's pretty gratifying stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Chad, for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. Until next time, be well.